Well, guys, rejection sucks. Hey, guys, ECRG here. Today we're talking about rejection. You know, the thing that everybody hates. After you apply for a new position, a new promotion, some new money, and it gets rejected, you get turned down. It sucks. And I just wanted to provide a little, I guess, a little motivation for you guys, because I've been getting a lot of emails about people have been applying to jobs, and, you know, we tell them to apply to jobs, as always, you know, apply to as many as it takes, 100, 150, 200, 250, as many as it takes. And especially, you know, in this competitive industry of clinical research and the other competitive job markets out there, you're going to get rejected. Rejection happens. Now, my favorite thing to do is turn a negative into a positive, and the best way to do that is to figure out why you got rejected. If any of the interviewers or anybody is willing to provide some feedback on your candidacy and how you can improve for next time. So, when you get rejected, don't think of it as a loss like you took an L. Figure out how to turn that loss into a positive and make it a positive. And you know, the more positive you can make it, the more times you can turn these things around, will increase the success of you in the future and for years to come, because you're going to apply to more jobs again. You're going to make career moves again. You're going to get rejected again, but you can decrease your chances of rejection. You can decrease these things happening and increase your success by understanding what you can learn from each rejection. So, you know, it's only a loss if you don't learn anything. And I forget what quote that was that said that. It was like, you only fail if you don't learn anything, or something along those lines. But it's really the truth, because you really have an opportunity at every turn when someone tells you no to make someone else tell you yes. And it's very important for you guys to remember that you're going to get rejected, but you can learn from it, you can grow from it, and you can never get rejected in that way again, because you know how to do it and turn it around. And then there's something else dealing with rejection I wanted to talk about, and that was the fact that a lot of people are messaging me. You see comments down below about how many jobs they're applying to. You know, they're like, man, I just got rejected from a job. It sucks. It's the worst. And then I ask them, well, how many jobs have you applied for? And they're like, 3 or 4. And I'm like, wow, that is clearly not enough. You need to be applying to way more. And the whole thing with this job thing is to really be applying at all different angles. So we've done a video on this before. Maybe it's time we do a refresher. But you want to start with your friends, see who they know, get referrals to companies you want to work for. Email recruiters you find on LinkedIn, email people you know on LinkedIn who work at those companies on how to get into those companies. That's 2. Go to the company website. That's 3. Use Indeed, Monster, Glassdoor, all of those sites as well. Rinse and repeat. So you should really be applying from all angles, and you know, all of those have different success rates, and with you know, knowing somebody personally in a company. The hiring manager particularly really will increase your chances. So, you know, I've done a video on that before, so go back and watch that if you haven't already. But, you know, there are multiple ways to reduce rejection. And maybe we'll talk about that in another video. That's not really the subject of this video. But just keep your head up, guys. Know that you're going to get rejected, and just keep trying, keep pushing. Your big break will eventually come. Somebody eventually you'll really click with, and they'll want you on their team. They'll want to bring you in for a position. So don't get discouraged. Keep applying. Keep at it. Your break will come. And that's it for today's video, guys. Just wanted to share that message with you guys today. So like this video, share this video, subscribe to the channel down below, and hit that bell. You know YouTube always playing those games, so make sure you hit that bell and get notified every time we release a video. And that's it for today's video, guys. Take care.